next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2007-20, Golden Acres Limited Partnership as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, let the record show that I did not participate in the hearing and will not be voting.
Duly noted, sir.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding this subdivision request, this is one that has been deferred. We heard the public hearing back at the latter part of 2008. There was a lot of input from the public. I want to let the public know on behalf of the commission that we heard everything that they said, as well as that of the applicant. We were presented with some concerns by the public that I believe the applicant indicated that they could address in a acceptable manner. There were some issues brought up by the public that while they may be valid issues, were not land use issues, things such as crime that we just don't have under our purview. And with that said, Mr. Chairman, given this the thought and time that's necessary, I'm prepared to make a motion on this subdivision. And that is, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2007-20 for Golden Acres Limited Partnership based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being that the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code and that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items listed in section 99-9C of that code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density of approximately one lot per acre is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The minimum lot size will be 20,000 square feet with central sewer. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. The project will be served by a community wastewater system in accordance with all state and county requirements. This approval is subject to the following conditions, them being that there shall be no more than 86 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and the county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirement, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location for the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A forested agricultural buffer of at least 30 feet shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots.
a system of street lighting shall be established. As proposed by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specification. Upon the issuance of the 29th residential building permit, the developer shall begin construction on all of the recreational amenities, and they shall be completed before the issuance of the 57th residential building permit. This approval is also contingent upon the approval of conditional use number 1807, applicant being Tidewater Utilities, for the central water and wastewater utilities that are proposed and would serve this project. Additionally, it is recommended that lots 84, 85, and 86 be relocated to a more central location within the project to eliminate or reduce tree removal and to make them more integrated into the rest of the subdivision. And I might say it's strongly recommended, but I won't say that. As stated by the applicant's engineer, the pump station shall be relocated to a more centralized location within the project. And lastly, sir, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
I moved and seconded to recommend approval of subdivision 2007-20, Golden Acres Limited Partnership, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.